It was another very cold morning across the Northeast. It was just slightly less cold this morning than yesterday morning. We started off with a temperature of 1 degree at Albany. It was 11 below zero in Burlington, Vermont. And Saranac Lake was 21 degrees below zero first thing this morning. It has been a very bright, nice-looking day across the region. We've had just a couple of clouds come through this afternoon. Temperatures, though, remain quite cold. Highs today are mainly in the teens. Some spots in the North Country have failed to reach the 10-degree mark once again today. And a variable wind of around 10 miles per hour has resulted in a wind chill that makes it feel several degrees colder across the region. It is going to be less cold tonight as clouds thicken up. Temperatures will fall back into the single digits in most areas, so it's going to be above zero across our region on this night. And we will focus our attention to the west late tonight into the day tomorrow as an Arctic cold front will approach. Now, with the approach of this front, it's actually going to warm up a bit tomorrow. We'll see a south wind develop. It will be breezy. Temperatures will rise into the 20s tomorrow afternoon. It's quite a bit warmer than it has been for sure. But the issue with this front is it's going to be some snow showers and squalls as the front comes across the region. So we will have some rounds of snow showers and squalls through tomorrow. Accumulations will generally be about a coating to an inch or two in most locations, though some of our mountainous areas, the hillier terrain, likely will receive between 2 and 6 inches of snow accumulation during the day tomorrow through early tomorrow evening. The front will sweep across the area, and that will be followed by another blast of cold on Sunday. Highs will only be in the teens, and on Sunday we'll have a band of lake effect snow that will impact portions of the region. Another system comes through on Monday, and that will bring us another chance for some snow showers or light snow. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Increasing clouds tonight, a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow showers and squalls likely, breezy, high in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of snow showers after midnight, low in the single digits. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with snow showers and squalls likely, breezy, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight increasing clouds, low 8 to 12. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, snow showers and squalls likely during the afternoon, breezy, high 26 to 32. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Increasing clouds tonight, a chance of snow showers after midnight, low 5 to 10. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, with snow showers and squalls likely, breezy, high in the mid-20s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, with some areas of lake effect snow. Cold again, with highs in the teens. And on Monday, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or light snow, highs in the 20s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.